Well, the Bendigo Blues and Roots Festival again has been affected, unfortunately, by the pandemic. Director Colin Thompson is with us this morning. Colin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you going?
Very well indeed, thanks.
It seems we can't hold you down for any reason. You're going to rise again. Tell us about that.
Thanks, Steve. We held out hope until obviously the situation became untenable, being that COVID numbers are obviously rising instead of falling, not just in Victoria, but New South Wales and the worries all over. So we had no choice but to postpone the November spot for the festival with the hope of holding our full-scale event in February, thinking back to what it was like earlier this year around that time and hoping that, things will be back under control. So we can only just keep having another crack until, if the situation doesn't improve enough, then we'll probably look at November next year. But we're hopeful and putting in the work to see if we can't deliver our festival in February, all things being equal.
How difficult is it, with artists on standby? I guess the only good news, inverted commas, is a lot of them are sitting around just waiting as well. So, they should be available based on the fact that they can't do much work at the moment.
Well, this is it. Yeah, the Cash 22, or the, the good thing. The music community is absolutely shattered at the moment, as, obviously our hospitality and tourism industries and, all those who work in jobs that are supposedly not essential, who are all hamstrung and had their livelihoods ripped away by, the way this thing has gone down. So, it's a tough situation, but the artists are hanging in there with us, obviously, because, they can't wait to be able to do festivals again and to be able to just play gigs full stop.
It's very clear from when you have people attend a show, they love being part of the show, don't they? Someone springs to mind, I think Hayley Calvert, who I think was coming down from Brisbane, and she made a point every year of being available, didn't she? She really, really loves the show, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Look, the warmth, pardon me, the love we feel from the artists too, who I think with gigs like this, the actual festival on the scale of ours, it's not just about getting to work and earn some cash and perform to crowds that are receptive to what you do. It's the catch up with all the artists that you only see on a personal basis at these festivals. So they get to catch up with all the friends that they've made in Bendigo at previous festivals. The artists that come from interstate, the artists that come up from Melbourne and from all over, and in some cases internationals. It's all about the catch up. And that interaction that everyone's missing out on now, obviously, for the last year and a half or more.
It certainly is. And so what's the projected date you're looking at? No more November, looking February?
February 10 through 13. We didn't want to just give up again, so to speak, or have that feel about it. We want to get this 10th anniversary festival out of the way and we didn't want to, put it right off to November. So we're mid-Feb, which, obviously the weather will be a bit different. It might be a bit, it will be a bit hotter than usual. We've sort of weighed all that up. We've worked tirelessly with the city in making sure we're not clashing with any other local or local-ish events that, we don't want to trot on anyone else's feet. And it's hard because all major events are all constantly rescheduling. So everyone's sort of, shuffling, for spots and trying to work out when to go again. And, you know, if we may have to reschedule again, but we're hoping not.
Yeah, certainly. I tell you what, if everything goes to plan, it's going to be a very busy time around summer in Bendigo with all manner of events going on, which would be great, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, you know, we'll have some in the past going on at that around that time. There'll be lots on and lots to look forward to. And I think that's the most important thing. You know, the reason we haven't just given up altogether and said, let's just pick it up again when COVID's finished, is we want something to look forward to. We want to provide something to look forward to. We're not the type who give up that easy. So
terrific.
We're cracking on.
Good stuff indeed. Well, look, we'll keep in touch and let us know how it all goes, and good luck with it, mate. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thanks, Robbo. Thanks, Steve.
All the best. Colin Thompson from the Bendigo Blues and Roots Festival, our guest on the Wake Up Call.